U.S. ethanol production has been a big source of demand for domestic corn. However, COVID-19 sharply curbed global fuel consumption. In recent weeks, Reuters says output has chipped away at its deficit versus prior years. However, the resurgence of COVID-19 and increasing restrictions, especially just before the holiday season, threaten to halt a comeback in fuel demand before it can ramp up. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says fuel ethanol output for the week ending November 13th totaled 962,000 barrels a day. That is down 1.5% from the previous week, which had the highest production levels since the week ending on March 20th. The last 3 weeks have been the most productive for American ethanol makers since March. The EIA says seasonal trends are part of the reason why output is rising. The United Kingdom and Canada are close to signing a new trade agreement. Bloomberg says a new trade agreement, which would replace the existing deal that Britain already has through the European Union membership, which comes to an end on December 31st. The agreement would be a boost for officials' efforts to plot a new course for Britain as a standalone trading nation outside the EU bloc. People familiar with the matter anonymously told Bloomberg that they expect the announcement within a few days. If they don't reach an agreement, the UK and Canada would be looking at tariffs on trade starting on January 1st. Most Canadians agree that President Donald Trump will not be remembered as a friendly neighbor. There were some high points, though. An updated NAFTA agreement was finalized under the Trump administration's watch. And while the negotiations were tough at times, the North American-wide trade agreement brought Mexico into the fold and introduced the deal to the 21st century. But some Canadian political analysts say that the specter of Trump's actions while he was in office will continue to cast a long shadow over Canada. This is Dr. Meredith Lilly. She teaches international affairs at Carleton University near Ottawa. Lilly says that if Canadians think President-elect Biden will spend a lot of time rolling back trade actions from the previous administration, that's likely not going to happen.
I'm not nearly as optimistic that Biden will unwind various kinds of managed trade action that came in under the Trump administration. Unless this is a priority for President Biden to undo, then it will be very challenging for Canada to get them to undo things that they don't see as a problem on the American side.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.